Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour for Tuesday, the 12th of July. Sudan and South Sudan need to finalise their borders so that people in the world's newest country can get to work growing crops in the lush, fertile region, says a priest from the Malakal Diocese. Father Peter Otho, coordinator of development and aid for the diocese in South Sudan, has told the Catholic News Service that people in his area are tense and cannot settle. Many people fled to Malakal after violence flared up in other areas in May. Sudan lost almost a third of its territory and about three-quarters of its oil reserves with the split that followed a January referendum in which almost all the residents of the south voted to secede. Father Peter Otho said church programs aim to help communities to be food secure without depending on the north or neighboring countries. For instance, a diocesan program, largely funded by the US Bishop's Catholic Relief Services, will provide seeds and tools to help people along with lessons on how to plant crops and vegetables effectively. Meanwhile, Vatican spokesman Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi reflected on the contribution of John Paul II to the developments in Sudan and said that he hopes the nation might begin, quote, a new history of peace. In 2008, Pope Benedict gave a short reflection on the life of Saint Benedict, whose feast was celebrated yesterday. Here's what the Pope had to say, courtesy of Rome Reports.
Dear brothers and sisters, our catechesis today is concerned with Saint Benedict, the father of Western monasticism. The most important source of information on his life is the second book of the Dialogues of Pope Saint Gregory the Great. Writing in a time of turmoil and moral decadence following the fall of the Roman Empire, Pope Gregory believed that the life and rule of Benedict could be a light, leading the people of Europe out of darkness. Benedict was born in 480 in the region of Nursia. He came to Rome to study, but soon left the city so as to live in silence and to please God, alone. He spent some time in a religious community before becoming a hermit in a cave. After struggling victoriously against the fundamental human temptations of pride, sensuality, and anger, he decided to found a monastery at Subiaco. Years later, he established a new community in a mountain, Monte Cassino, to symbolize the public role of a monastery called to be a light shining for the good of the church and society. Indeed, when he died in 547, Saint Benedict left behind a thriving spiritual family and a rule which invites us to search for God in prayer, obedience, and humility while attending faithfully to daily duties and to those in need. In 1964, Pope Paul VI proclaimed Saint Benedict Patron of Europe, recognizing the roles that his teaching and his disciples had played in shaping Europe's spiritual life and culture. Let us continue to pray that Europe's new unity may be enlightened and nourished by a religious and moral renewal drawn from its Christian roots.
The California Catholic Conference opposes a bill passed by the state's legislators that requires social studies texts for kindergarteners through to high school seniors in public school to specifically include the role and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans. The bill would also prohibit the State Board of Education from adopting instructional materials that discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. The State Assembly passed the bill on the 5th of July. It's called the Fair, Accurate, Inclusive, and Respectful Education Act. If the bill is signed by the governor, California will be the first state in America to require public schools to teach about the historical contributions of gays and lesbians. The news comes just a few days after Nick Gibb, the UK schools minister, told Parliament that he won't stop schools from using an explicit sex ed curriculum aimed at very young children during compulsory public school lessons. Meanwhile, in Germany, the Archbishop-elect of Berlin said that he will meet with gay activists after they criticised his appointment as the new Archbishop of the German capital. The appointment of the 54-year-old Auxiliary Bishop of Cologne was announced on the 2nd of July, but his appointment was immediately met with hostility by the gay community. He told a July 5 press conference that the church is not a moral institution that goes around pointing its finger at people. And to quote him, he said, "The church is for me a community of seekers and believers, and the church would like to help people find their happiness in life." Archbishop-elect Welk will be officially installed next month. One of his first tasks will be to welcome Pope Benedict XVI to Berlin during this September's papal visit to Germany. Guinea-born cardinal who oversees the church's charitable work says the poor in many countries are lacking God more than food or clothes. As president of the Pontifical Council Cor Unum, the cardinal mentioned a conference to be held in Rome in November which will consider the Christian identity of charity work. "We don't just want technicians," he said, "but witnesses of Christ, particularly if they work in the missions." The Vatican official, who in the 80s was Bishop of Conakry in Guinea and survived a number of persecutions in Africa, stressed that in many countries the real lack is not food or clothes, but God. Benedict XVI has pointed out how this vacuum is the cause of suffering in society. And just briefly, in other local news, the Diocese of Parramatta reports that the Sisters of Charity are calling for everyone to support them in their first City to Surf attempt on the 14th of August, raising money for projects that alleviate the effects of poverty and social isolation. And the Archdiocese of Sydney reports that the unemployed have been overlooked in the federal government's carbon tax compensation giveaway, according to the St. Vincent de Paul Society's senior researcher, Dr. Annie Marks. Well, that's it for today's program. Thanks for listening. We'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless.